you may have heard of the so-called Fix Debt Coalition. What they actually are is an organization of CEOs of major corporations doing everything they can to make sure no federal budget that raises taxes on the rich is ever passed. They have more in common with Grover Norquist, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, or the Club for Growth than with any real grassroots organization. They would rather stop sending out Social Security and Medicaid checks than pay more taxes on the huge salaries and bonuses they earn as the CEOs of corporations such as Walmart. Yes, Walmart is a board member of Fix the Debt. On the 30th of January, hundreds of protesters organized by our DC stormed Fix the Debt's DC headquarters.
You know, we don't know if this is working or they can hear us, so we might just need to pay a visit. What do you think? We might need to pay them a little visit. Yeah. So we can go upstairs and we'll come back with a report back. We're going to see how they feel about us coming, because they're not coming down. So we're going to go up, pay them a quick visit, and we'll be down short.
Stop the greed and fix the debt. Stop the greed and fix the debt. Stop the greed and fix the debt. Stop the greed and fix the debt.
It wasn't just a few people going upstairs, it was hundreds of people storming into the lobby of the building. They were chanting, "Stop the greed at Fix the Debt." Earlier, one of the speakers outside explained exactly who would benefit from the political program that Fix the Debt is pushing.
If Congress approves the Fix the Debt main proposal, which is a territorial tax refund, GE, General Electric, and Microsoft will stand to gain the deal of the century. They gained to win $37 billion for GE. And Microsoft would gain $19.4 million in tax cuts. Yes, that is billions of dollars.
They are now exposed. This is just the beginning. We shall continue the onslaught. We shall continue to let our voices be heard. Once again, that's federal money. That's your money. That's our money. This guy, Peter Peterson, the billionaire, he put together a group of people that consists of over 90 corporate officers, former elected officials, Republican and Democrat. They got offshore accounts that they don't pay taxes on. They want to bring the money back to the states. They don't pay taxes.
Stop the greed and fix the debt. Stop the greed and fix the debt.
Okay, now we know just who and what Fix the Debt is. The question is this: are we stupid enough to buy into their voodoo economics? Dumb enough to think that letting CEOs keep more money will ever mean lower prices or higher wages for the rest of us? I don't think so.
We'll be back! We'll be back!